Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motor Homes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motor Homes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorHomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motor Homes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Need the perfect fit? Whether it's hemming pants, altering a wedding gown, or giving your favorite outfit a brand new look, Coronation Tailoring and Alterations has you covered. We're your local experts in custom tailoring right here on Highway 72 next to 306 Barbecue in Athens, Alabama. Stop by today or call 256-444-0077 to schedule your fitting. That's Coronation Tailoring and Alterations, where your style is always in good hands.
For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm. Located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberry.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm, strawberry. Let's go, Daddy.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference. Somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. Here on The Mark White Show, we are recognizing difference makers and we're sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. I hope it encourages all of us to make a positive impact where we can in our communities. Today, I'm honored to have Melissa Matheson, director and co-founder of Kids for Life. And Kids for Life serves children and foster families across Northwest Alabama, helping provide practical resources and support for children who often enter difficult situations carrying uncertainty, loss, and change. We're going to talk about the heart behind the organization, the needs that they meet, and how communities can play a role in helping children know that they're seen, they're loved, and they're valued. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Melissa Matheson.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.
I'm glad to have you, Melissa. And before we talk about the Kids for Life, let's talk about your background. What led you into this type of work?
Well, I actually have a background in the food business. I started out in the restaurant business years ago, and we had a storm in 2017, 2018 that I think probably led up to where we are in foster care. We live in Northwest Alabama. You know, there's a lot of storms that come through, and we lost our home in a storm. And when we were rebuilding our house, we no, I just felt like we weren't building it for us. We were building it for something else and for someone else, almost in a way. And it was kind of around that time we were introduced to the need for foster families here in our community. And I told my husband, I feel like that could be us. Our children were growing and leaving the nest, and rooms were opening up in our home. And I felt like that might be what we should do. And we did. We are also followers of Jesus. And sometimes following Jesus means you go places that he shows you, and he just kind of brought us to kids and families in need. And that's kind of how our journey started.
For someone hearing about Kids for Life for the first time today, what's the mission of Kids for Life?
Our mission, first and foremost, is to provide safety for children, to give hope, and then to help them build a future, whether that future is reunification with family or finding another forever family. We believe strongly in family and the restoration of families.
Melissa, let's talk about safety for just a minute, since you started off that last thought with that. What are some of the realities that children face when entering foster care that many people may never think about?
Sure. And I was one of those people. When we became foster parents licensed in Marion County in 2020, we stepped into a world I never knew existed. In our small town, even, that's a close community, we deal with poverty, neglect, abuse, things I did not know existed in every town in America. And children can come into foster care for numerous reasons. Primarily here in the region that we live, they're going to come into care because of drug addiction in the home. That creates a safety issue for the children. There can be neglect. There is abuse, physical and sexual abuse. And it's necessary for children to be removed from the home and come into foster care while families receive services to work towards reunification.
Many of us have heard the stories of children coming in with very few belongings. What does that look like in real life?
That is real life. And a lot of times things have to be left behind. For example, let's just say a child is needing to be removed from a home because of drug use in the home. Well, bringing their items from that home, we're bringing contaminated items that could possibly have been exposed to drugs, and we don't want to carry that into a new environment for the child. So a lot of times we do have to leave things behind and help a child start over. Sometimes they might not even have proper shoes or proper clothing, or they've outgrown some things. So one of the things our organization does is when a child is first coming into care, we are able to help pull together pajamas, shoes, clothes, new toys, blankets, anything that the child will need to start in a new foster home.
Melissa, why is it important for people to understand that the need for these kids goes beyond placement and paperwork?
Absolutely. I don't know that we understand technically how traumatizing it can be to remove a child from a home, because although the home is not safe for the child, that is their home. And we move forward first taking care of the practical needs of the child. And then part of our job, I believe, as a community, whether you are a mental health counselor, you're a school teacher, you're a medical professional, you're somebody that goes to church with children in foster care, we need to come alongside these children and offer them support and a safe place for them to be able to process what they're feeling and what they're going through, and help them through that in a big picture way.
And that leads into the next question when it comes to stability and normalcy, having structure. I was raised by my grandparents, and they took me in officially when I was 9 years old. I share that with other kids when I go and speak to schools about my children's book and my story. But for those that are experiencing this trauma, why is that important, that structure, that stability, that normalcy?
When children can find a place where they feel safe, it's going to allow them to have an understanding of the things that have happened are not okay. A lot of children in foster care think that they are in foster care because of something that they did, and they're going to deal with a lot of feelings of guilt or anger or shame. And to help them understand and process those is going to help them feel safe and secure in who they are, understand and recognize safety around them for other environments that they're in, and gives them healthy people in their lives that they can connect with, so that when there is an issue in the future, they have people that they can come to and go, "You are a safe person for me, school counselor or teacher or neighbor." And we will be able to help walk them through, hopefully, their entire lives, you know, as they grow into thriving adults one day.
Obviously, without identifying details, can you share a story maybe that helped confirm for you that Kids for Life was needed?
Oh, goodness. There are so many. One that I can think of that comes to mind immediately is a family that we encountered early on. Their children were in care. And a long history with other children that had been in care as well. And we do not discriminate, meaning we look at people as all the same and understand that behaviors that people are experiencing are a result of things that have happened to them. So even our adults, a lot of times, have been victims themselves as children, and they're growing into adults that have not been healed or cared for in a way, and now these things are being passed on generationally. So we were able to come alongside this one particular family as they walked through recovery. And then when the child was close to returning home, we were able to help them with beds, cribs, things that they would need, so when the child returned home, that they could be successful. We've been invited to birthday parties now that the child has been returned home. And now we're seeing this family that are coming alongside and mentoring some of our other families. And all of this has happened because of connection, because there are people that in our organization that have stepped up to say, we're going to walk with families, not even through the difficult things, but when they come through on the other side, we're still present with them. And what that's doing, it's creating a community of people coming together to help other people.
Right now, folks, we're talking with Melissa Matheson. She's director and co-founder of Kids for Life. When we come back, we're going to talk more about the practical ways Kids for Life serves foster families, how communities can get involved, and how small acts of kindness can create a big impact in a child's life. So I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
This is William Lee Golden with the Oak Ridge Boys. I want to invite you to join Mark White on the Mark White Show and find out how to be encouraged in life, regardless of who you are.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I am continuing my conversation with Melissa Matheson of Kids for Life right now. Melissa, before the break, we talked about how Kids for Life began and the needs of these children, these foster families. They face a lot of challenges. Let's talk more about the impact and how listeners can help. Welcome back, Melissa.
Thank you.
What kinds of resources does Kids for Life provide on a regular basis?
On a regular basis, we help with the practical items such as clothing, shoes, toiletries, toys, over-the-counter medicine, diapers, things like that for the children while they're in foster care, primarily in our county, but also some of the surrounding counties here in Northwest Alabama. We do birthday gifts for them on their birthdays. We help with Christmas. We have a big Christmas party we do every year where we bring all of the kids in and celebrate them and just get to just give them a Christmas that they will remember. We help with back to school supplies and just any other ongoing needs throughout the year.
We talked about the few items that a lot of these children bring to these homes. How does receiving those items affect foster parents who may be adjusting quickly to a new and even difficult situation?
Kids for Life looks at a foster family as the whole, because if we want the child in foster care to be successful, we want to make sure that the family where they are staying can be successful as well. So if a child needs a crib, if they need a bed, if they need a car seat, we're able to help provide those things that they need, a dresser, Rubbermaid containers to pack things in. We're able to help the foster family with those needs as well.
And Melissa, let's talk about Community Thrift and how that partnership supports the mission.
Sure. So Community Thrift is actually a very funny story. We started doing some fundraising yard sales here at our office in Hamilton, just in the yard. We just had people from the community, from our local DHR, just donate some items. We were going to hopefully raise $1,000 so that we could get all of our kids some new shoes for back to school. I think at the time we may have had, 51, 52 kids in foster care at the time. So we wanted to get $1,000 to get them all a new pair of shoes for school. So we started this yard sale. We did it for two weekends in a row. That was in 2023. Well, we exceeded that goal and people kind of kept bringing us stuff. And so we got a little storage container here at the office and we put the stuff in it. We said, let's try to have another yard sale soon. We did the same thing in 2024, a couple of yard sales. And this time after the yard sales ended, we did two yard sales. this stuff kept coming and people just kept leaving it outside of our building. And I told my husband, I think maybe we need to start a thrift store. So we found a 10,000 square foot building here in Hamilton. And we took everything out of that little storage building we had been saving up for our yard sales, put it into Community Thrift. Of course, it is named after the community that has supported that project. And 100% of the proceeds from Community Thrift go into Kids for Life to assist and support our local children in foster care. Now, also the great thing about Community Thrift, of course, it's a store that has clothing, furniture, kitchenwares, home decor, and more. And we get to utilize that in a number of really unique ways. One, our licensed foster families are able to shop for shoes, clothing, and bags for kids in their home for free. They just have to have their card from their local agency that says they are currently a licensed foster family. Another way this has been great is we've been able to, as some of our teens have been aging out of foster care and getting their own apartments, they can come and shop with vouchers and we can get them cookware and tables and chairs and all of, and start shopping for an apartment for free for our young people. If, let's say, we have a birth parent, we're working towards reunification for a child to return home. We can go and shop. Let's say they've had to move out of a domestic violence situation or they've just gotten out of prison. We are able to use vouchers to go in and help them shop and furnish apartments. We have some of our teens that are in foster care that are employed there. So they get to come and learn, earn a paycheck, have their first job, learn how to budget with their new money. And Community Thrift has far exceeded our expectations. We opened our doors in January 4th of 2025, and I'm just amazed every month that the community continues to rally around this project.
Melissa, are there any needs right now where the community can step in immediately and support your effort, Kids for Life?
Yes, actually, we have two other major projects that we are working on. One, we just closed on a property here in Marion County on Monday, actually. And it is a property that has several small homes on it that we are going to be cleaning out, renovating for an independent living program. This would be for teens in foster care ages 18 to 21. And it will increase housing stability for youth exiting foster care. It will provide supportive relationships and mentoring. We will help develop financial literacy and life management skills, and hopefully reduce homelessness and unemployment for those that are aging out of foster care. So the project we have, renovation funds would be appreciated, or if people have materials they want to donate, like paint, wood, flooring, sheetrock. And then the second project, we have an immediate need for a children's home here in Hamilton. That would be for children ages 0 to 12, putting sibling groups in this home to keep them together so they're not having to be separated. A lot of times children come into care, if they're a sibling group, 2, 3, 4, 5 kids, they will likely have to be split up because we don't have homes that can accommodate a family group that size. So we are looking for a property and financing or some grants, or if you're a donor that needs a business write-off, some funding for the children's home. Our website is kidsforlife.us. There's a lot of information on our website and places to give there. There's an email. You can contact us if you have any questions, and we would be happy to answer any questions anyone has.
If someone listening today feels called to help, where should they begin? What's that first simple step that they can take to help Kids for Life?
Sure. I would say first go to our website, kidsforlife.us. Browse through there. Look for areas that maybe just jump out at you. Maybe you want to volunteer if you're locally at our thrift store to come help sort and hang and interact with our community through the thrift store. We have practical needs like always needing diapers and wipes and shoes. We honestly, financial donations help us allocate funds specifically where we need it. But some people go, I just want to donate monthly, and they can donate monthly. They can make a one-time donation. They can make a donation in memory of someone. And we can, if there's a specific place they want to allocate those funds, we can use that. Right now, our big projects are going to be our children's home and this independent living program. And I am happy to talk with anyone that has any questions.
Melissa, what would you say to a child or young person in foster care who may feel like they're forgotten or unseen right now?
I want that child to know, we see you. I see you. Heaven sees you. God sees you. And He is with you. And you are not alone. And sometimes it just takes asking somebody for help. If you feel like you are alone, you just need to go, hey, I need to find a safe person. Find you a teacher. Find you a counselor. Find you somebody at church that is a safe person and just say, hey, can I talk to you about something? And be willing to open up to somebody. Because sometimes it's not that people just get so busy. And I want to encourage communities of people to slow down, take a look around, and just start looking at people. If you're teachers, look at the children in your school and start asking some questions. Start giving high fives and paying attention to people in need. I don't believe foster care could ever be eradicated from our system. But if we could get into preventative places with our community, finding families that need assistance, and how can churches and neighbors come alongside hurting families, people in addiction, we could hopefully come alongside and help people into a better future.
What gives you hope as you look ahead into the future of this organization?
What gives me hope is seeing some of the families. We, in the last year, provided services to over 110 children just in Marion County. And I can look at those 110 children and I can see the difference that community involvement has made in their story while they were in foster care. And that is my hope, is that we can see fruit, immediate fruit in people's lives because of the investment that we have made into them during a difficult time in their life.
Melissa, I want to thank you for your efforts and those who have locked arms with you through Kids for Life. I appreciate you joining me here on the Mark White Show today to share about the work that's being done to support children and foster families. And I encourage people who would like to learn more, support the mission, volunteer, donate, or connect with Kids for Life to go and visit kidsforlife.us. Again, thank you, Melissa Matheson, director and co-founder of Kids for Life, for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Thanks, Mark. It was great to talk with you.
Here on the Mark White Show, we're sharing real stories, real people, real impact, and news that unites. And I hope that you'll share this show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Hello?
Hey, Dad. I've got a quick question. Have you got a sec?
Sure, son. Just throwing the ball for Rufus. What's up?
So, I found a couple shingles in our yard.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure we need a new roof, but I'm not sure who to call.
Well, your mother and I have always used Thompson Roofing, 256 Roofing.
ChatGPT told me to look for someone local,
mm-hmm.
licensed, insured, and has recognized expertise.
Well, 256 Roofing.
Of course I'm going to need someone I can, you know, trust.
Right. 256 Roofing.
Okay, I'm on Thompson Roofing's website, 256roofing.com, but I think I'll just call. What's their number?
Son, 256
Roofing. You know, I feel like I've heard that before. Thanks, Dad.
You don't just want a roof. You want your home protected by people who respect it. Thompson Roofing and Construction is local, proven, and offer the strongest warranties in Alabama. They provide confidence from the top down.
What's that number again?
256 Roofing.
When you need it, Greens has it.
At Green's Dependable Hardware in Russellville, Alabama, we've been helping our neighbors get the job done for over 75 years. From tools and paint to plumbing and lawn care, we've got the brands you trust and the service you deserve. Our knowledgeable staff is always ready to help you find exactly what you need and with a smile. Stop by Green's Dependable Hardware on Highway 43 in Russellville or call 256-331-0123. Green's Dependable Hardware, the name says it all.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter. Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
When they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.